Peyton Hammond started his senior year at Belmont Secondary School with a bullseye. The 17-year-old from Langford claimed the 2025 World Darts Federation World Cup Youth Singles title in Seoul, South Korea, sweeping Aidan O'Hara of Ireland 6-0 in the September 27 finale. Along the way, Hammond edged out some of the world's best young players. He survived a nail-biting 5-4 semifinal against Kenji Steinbach of the Netherlands, defeated Tristan Bignar of New Zealand 4-2 in the quarterfinals, and beat Ruben Balmans of the Netherlands 4-1 in the round of 16. "I started watching my dad play when I was little," Hammond said. "I'd sit in my booster seat and watch for hours before bed. When I got old enough, he put up a board at home, and I just kept throwing." Darts run deep in the Hammond family. Peyton's sister, Jada, is Canada's top-ranked U18 female player, and their father, Bill, has been a lifelong thrower and supporter. Peyton, Bill and Jada Hammond are doing their part to grow darts into more than just a pub sport. Tony Trozzo, Goldstream News Gazette. "When they first went to Nationals, they said, 'This is pretty cool,'" Bill recalled. "And then to see Peyton play for his country, it was just another level. I couldn't be prouder." Peyton's rise hasn't been overnight. He trains roughly 50 hours a week, practicing daily, sometimes 4 hours after school and late into the night on weekends. During COVID, online matches kept him sharp, allowing him to face opponents around the globe through online services. "I throw every day, no matter what," he said. "It's all about keeping focus and staying consistent." Bill says his son Peyton, pictured, often stays up into the early hours of the morning practicing his craft. Tony Trozzo, Goldstream News Gazette. His hard work has paid off. Peyton has won roughly 100 tournaments across youth and men's divisions, and his success at home has mirrored his achievements on the international stage. This year alone, he captured titles at the Salmon Harvest at the Langford Legion and the Canadian Open Youth Tournament in Quebec. "For me, singles is where I thrive," Peyton said. "It's just me and the board. I like relying on myself." His next target is the Lakeside event in England, a prestigious youth competition that only 3 Canadians have ever competed in. Speaking of singles, the trip to Seoul was intense. Days stretched long on concrete floors, and Peyton faced dozens of matches, but he savored every moment. "It's busy, you throw all the time, and you have to stay mentally sharp," Peyton said. "You can't let your mind wander. Every throw matters." Despite the pressure, Peyton found joy in the experience, from battling international rivals to soaking in the culture of South Korea. "It's exciting, tiring, and challenging all at once," he said. "But that's what makes it worth it. I just love being out there, throwing, competing, and seeing how far I can go." Peyton spends roughly 50 hours each week practicing his dart throwing. Tony Trozzo, Goldstream News Gazette. Looking ahead, Peyton plans to pursue professional darts after graduation. He would need to travel to England to compete in the Professional Darts Corporation's 3-stage Q school, the crucial step toward earning a professional card. "That's the plan," Peyton said. "It's obviously easier said than done, but I really want to give this a go." For now, Peyton and the Hammond family hope to see youth darts become more common in Greater Victoria. The Langford Legion will host youth drop-in events on November 2 and November 9 at 11:30 a.m., giving kids a chance to experience what the Hammonds know best. Darts aren't just a pub sport.